Candidates, Burton thought. Candidates for what? For eternal life? Had Spruce told the truth about the purpose behind the resurrection? Logar said, "We had no idea that you were escaping us by suicide. Even when you were detected in areas so widely separated that you couldn't possibly have gotten to them except through resurrection, we didn't suspect. We thought that you had been killed and then translated. The years went by. We had no idea where you were. There were other things for us to do, so we pulled all agents from the Burton case, as we called it, except for some stationed at both ends of the river. Somehow you had knowledge of the Polar Tower. Later we found out how. Your friends Goering and Collop were very helpful, although they didn't know they were talking to Ethicals, of course. Who notified you that I was near the river's end?" Burton said. Logar smiled and said, "There's no need for you to know. However, we would have caught you anyway. You see, every space in the restoration bubble, the place where you unaccountably awakened during the pre-resurrection phase, has an automatic counter. They were installed for statistical and research purposes. We like to keep records of what's going on. For instance, any candidate who has a higher-than-average number of deaths sooner or later is subject for study, usually later, since we're short-handed. It wasn't until your 777th death that we got around to looking at some of the higher-frequency resurrections. Yours had the highest count. You may be congratulated on this, I suppose. There are others as well. They're not being pursued, if that's what you mean. And relatively speaking, they're not many. We had no idea that it was you who had racked up this staggering number. Your space in the PR bubble was empty when we looked at it during our statistical investigation. The two technicians who had seen you when you woke up in the PR chamber identified you by your photograph. We set the resurrector so that the next time your body was to be recreated, an alarm would notify us and we would bring you here to this place." "Suppose I hadn't died again," Burton said. "You were destined to die. You planned on trying to enter the Polar Sea via the river's mouth, right? That is impossible. The last 100 miles of the river go through an underground tunnel. Any boat would be torn to pieces. Like others who have dared the journey, you would have died." Burton said, "My photograph, the one I took from Agno, that was obviously taken on Earth when I was an officer for John Company in India. How was that gotten?"
"Research, Mr. Burton," Logar said, still smiling.
Burton wanted to smash the look of superiority on his face. He didn't seem to be restrained by anything. He could, seemingly, walk over to Logar and strike him, but he knew that the Ethicals were not likely to sit in the same room with him without safeguards. They would as soon have given a rabid hyena its freedom. "Did you ever find out what made me awaken before my time?" he asked. "Or what made those others gain consciousness, too?" Logar gave a start. Several of the men and women gasped. Logar rallied first. He said, "We've made a thorough examination of your body. You have no idea how thorough. We have also screened every component of your psychomorph, I think you could call it, or aura, whichever word you prefer." He gestured at the sphere above his head. "We found no clues whatsoever." Burton threw back his head and laughed loudly and long. "So you bastards don't know everything." Logar smiled tightly. "No, we never will. Only one is omnipotent." He touched his forehead, lips, heart, and genitals with the three longest fingers of his right hand. The others did the same. "However, I'll tell you that you frightened us, if that'll make you feel any better. You still do. You see, we are fairly sure that you may be one of the men of whom we were warned."
"Warned? Against? By whom?"
"By a sort of giant computer, a living one, and by its operator." Again he made the curious sign with his fingers. "That's all I care to tell you, even though you won't remember a thing that occurs down here after we send you back to the river valley." Burton's mind was clouded with anger, but not so much that he missed the down here. Did that mean that the resurrection machinery and the hideout of the ethicals were below the surface of the river world?